Shmuel Beis, Perachah Beis, Pasuk Mem Dalet. So David is continuing to talk in the active form about all of the great victories that he's winning and how he's trampling his enemies. But all of this, as this pasuk begins, is because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vatefalateni, you rescued me. Palit means a refugee, a last survivor. So you rescued me as if I was the last one. May rivei ami from the disputes of my own people. So now David is talking about surviving the infighting between fellow Jews and the opposition of other Jews. Shaul, Doeg, Avshalom, Shimi, all of them raising them against David. He's had a life of a lot of conflict both within and from without. And yet, you have saved me, you have rescued me from all of them. Tishmereini, L'roish Goyim, you keep me to be the head of nations, so none of the nations rebel against me either. And am lo yadati ya'avduni. And therefore, because I am the head of nations, a people I did not even know serves me. So the nations came to pay tribute and serve him and hopefully not arouse his wrath or aggressiveness against them. Even people he hasn't met are on the internet giving him thumbs up every time he makes a post or a tweet. David is widely accepted and revered, even by people who know nothing about him and have never met him. And that's all because of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done. Memhei, b'nei nechar yiskachashuli. So continuing that same idea, the sons of the stranger dwindle away from before me. Yiskachashu, they become weak. They fade out. L'shmoa ozen yishamuli. As soon as they hear of me, in their ears, they obey me. So similar to that idea of strangers bringing me tribute is the idea that I am the head of nations, and David is recalling his roots. I descended from Moab so that I could subdue Moab. And that way, when there was an argument about Ammoni or Moabi below Moabiyah, what about female Moabitesses? The law was decided on my behalf so that I could eventually be king of Klal Yisrael. So there's strangers who become part of Klal Yisrael when HaKadosh Baruch Hu decrees that that's what should happen. Some say B'nei Nechor Yiskachashuli means strangers lie to me. So they deny rebelling against me. That's another interpretation. Machmas Yira Yomru Lichzavim, Rashi says. Out of fear, they fib because they want me not to get mad at them. Like a kid caught, you know, smashing a vase and saying, oh, it wasn't me. Or eating the Cheetos, as the case may be. Memvav, B'nei Nechor Yibolu. Strangers are worn out. That's a phrase sometimes used for clothing, for garments. V'yacharu mimiskarosam. And they stumble out of their barricaded places, misgar, soger, closed off. So they are afraid that I am going to destroy them. And so they stumble out of their barricaded places without even a fight. You know, like somebody blinking in the light after they've had a very long night the night before at a Shalom Zachar and had a few beers too many. And so they stumble out of their fear of me. But again, they're only afraid of me. Why? Because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he brings that home as he starts to conclude the Shira. Mem Zayin, Chai Hashem Uvaruch Tzuri. God lives. Blessed is my rock. Meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'yarum Elokei Tzur Yishi. Exalted is the Lord, the rock of my salvation. These are phrases that Christians have loved to borrow from the original Hebrew, Tzur Yishi, Tzur Yishenu, but that's one of the great poetic images of Jewish prayer, is the idea that Hashem is the rock of our salvation, unmovable, mighty, like a giant rock, shielding us when the time comes. Memches, Hakel no sein nekamos li, Hashem grants me vengeance, Umorid amim tachteni, and subjugates people under me. So David's now deep into the conclusion of his Shira. God lives. He's the rock of salvation. Now, Chai Hashem is usually the beginning of an oath. And here it doesn't seem to be an oath. It seems to just be thanks for my revenge against great and powerful nations, subjugating them under me, saving me from the hands of my enemies. As he continues now in Memtes, Umotzi'i me oivoi, from my enemies, you take me out, you extricate me, you remove me. So even when I'm in a very tight spot, Umikomai teromameni, and you lift me up above my oppressors. So being kamai, standing up against somebody, you're towering over them, but you lift me up over the people who are towering over me. Me'ish chamosim tatzileni. You save me from the man of violence. So the violent man, some say, is a reference to the future. Targum Yonasan says that this is Gog u'Magog. Gog and Magog actually fight with each other, and then Gog comes up against the Mashiach, against the Ben David, and so you save me from Gog, and you raise me up above him, despite the fact that he is a man of violence and that he is so tall and overpowering. And we will conclude the Shira next time, including a moment about the Magdil Migdol controversy. That, of course, is a big part of our daily lives, as we say it during benching.